Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. There's no front. There's no head. Doing it like this. Yeah.
Jones, the voice of the people. Mark Lee, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you in front of the studio, Mark?
I'm in front of the studio right now.
Do you see any other callers calling in?
I've got you, and I've got an 813 number.
Okay, answer that. That's our guest.
Okay, I've answered it. I've clicked mic on. They should be able to hear.
So, Jay Reed, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I don't know if Dean Geronimo is in the building. If he is, I haven't heard his voice as of yet. But we're going to get started. So Mark Lee is my co-host, Jay, and you are on The Voice of the People tonight. So we're going to get started. Mark, if you see any other callers, please screen the calls, please.
I will do that.
Right now, I'm out and about, and I'm in a cigar bar right now. So we're broadcasting from Tobacco in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm not on the latest issue of Slammer either.
You're sure of that?
I'm positive. I'm not getting slammed. I'm not going to prison. I haven't been locked up.
As long as we know that. We just were worried about you because we couldn't find you. You had disappeared on us.
I had to go do like a secret mission.
A secret mission?
Yeah. For me to know.
Barack called you again, huh?
Yeah, Barack Obama called me.
That special secret mission that only you can handle.
Only I can handle stuff like that, but that's the stuff. I'm like Olivia Pope. I don't know where Dean Geronimo is tonight, so I'm going to talk junk about him, Mr. Baldilocks. Dean should be in the building, but he's not, so...
maybe he disappeared.
We will. I guess so. So what's going on, Mark? How's the weather over there in Durham, North Carolina, in the Bull City? It's pretty nice
hot.
Over here today.
It's been hot over here. Humid and
hot.
Man. They're talking like some storms coming on either tonight or tomorrow, but it's definitely, we have mild weather, but then the last couple of days it's starting to get a little, you know how North Carolina does, getting a little humid, getting a little hot.
I actually will be in the Bull City this weekend coming up.
You'll be in the Bull City this weekend?
Yeah, I'm coming to visit the Bull City. I'm going to spend some time with my sister.
Well, you know, one of your other mentors is having her graduation tomorrow.
Who's that?
Well, not her graduation, but the graduation of her kids.
Oh, really?
Miss Bryson.
Is she having it at the Haytide?
She's having it at the Haytide.
Oh, yeah, it's that time of the year again. Wow.
It is that time.
I plan to see Miss Bryson. I do have to send my condolences to her mother who did just pass, maybe I think 2 weeks ago. So I will be going to pay my respects to her. Big up to the Hawks. They tried, but they didn't make it. No cookie for the Atlanta Hawks. I do enjoy some good basketball, but I guess LeBron James just had a stronger game. So.
Yeah, and he just was too much for them, and that's why they got swept.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so let's hit to the topic. Jay Reed is in the studio. Jay is with and it's LLC. Jay is a young hip-hop artist out of Tampa, Florida. He's our guest tonight, and so we are going to be interviewing him. If we get any phone calls, that'll be cool. And we are going to find out what's the latest on Jay's life. How is he juggling being young, artistic, talented, and what's up with the honeys? I want to know all this. We're going to talk to him tonight. Jay Reed, welcome to The Voice of the People.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, Mark Lee, I need for you to do me a favor and look through the studio music and see if you see Dean should have loaded some of Jay's music.
He's loaded three. I've got something here called CTTC. I've got something called Get It, and I've got something called Look at Mama Go.
All right, Jay. So, question: what Look at Mama Go, and what is that all about?
Man, Look at Mama Go. Well, first and foremost, I have to let you guys know I am Jay Reed, and I'm from Tampa, Florida. So down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying, they're all about the fast movement, fast music. So Look at Mama Go is, I don't want to say a strip club anthem, but it is something to keep up with that.
Okay, so with that said, is that I know here in Atlanta, Georgia, strip clubs are pretty popular. Strip clubs are just like nightclubs, believe it or not. People hang out in strip clubs here in Atlanta just like they do if they're going to a bar. Which is, I mean, that's just, it's the common thing for people to do. So how is the culture in Tampa, Florida with the strip club scene?
It's pretty similar, to be honest. I mean, definitely Atlanta is a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but it's pretty similar, you know, because we got our neighbors, which is Miami, like King of Diamonds and all that, so they're pretty heavy down there with the strip clubs as well. But yeah, they're pretty good here in Tampa. I think Tampa is the only place, I think, or one of the only places, I think, where they have full nude and liquor at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so Look at Mama Go. Let's listen to this, and then we'll hear some critique from Mark Lee. And Mark, let's hit it. Let's hear Look at Mama Go.
All right, we're going with it right now.
Okay. You know, free. Let's go. Look at Mama Go when she on that flow with her. Like, whoa, she goes so low.
Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go. Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go.
Swag on the roof, body is the truth. Shots of Patron, now watch her get loose. Like,
look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go. Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go, yeah.
Look at Mama Go. J to the reading is, you know. Cup full of lean, blunt full of truth. Looking for the next star of my video. Lil' Mama Bash, she be booming like a drum. Fully loaded like a gun, keep it moving like run. DMC, yeah, you see me. MVIP, that's where I be. Stay fly in the G6, tone shorty pieces. Ice on my wrist, now watch how time freezes. Look at Mama Go, got her waiting on a remix. Look at Mama Go, shake that up for me real quick. Never heard a reef, something like a G-trick. Ballin' over here, Mama, this is no secret. Drop to the floor, bend over, touch your toes. Look at Mama Go, she be looking like a pro, yeah. Look at Mama Go when she on that flow. With her ass like, whoa, she goes so low.
Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go. Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go.
Swag on the roof, body is the truth. Shots of Patron, now watch her get loose like.
Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go. Look at Mama Go, look at Mama Go, yeah.
Look at shorty over there. Thick in the waist, short hair, don't care. Dressed like a model, body you would die for with all that. Can't wait to see it wobble. When you hit the flow, everybody stop and stare. Pulling money out they pocket, throw it in the air like. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, girl. Now you can act, you can act, you can act, girl. Wait, yeah, I'm on some other shit. Shorty look bad, but nah, that's my other chick. Slim up top and thick in the middle. Arch that back, now let me see it wiggle, wiggle. Or just drop it like it's hot. If them bitches ain't moving, tell them on. They not, now drop it to the floor. Bend over, touch your toes. Look at Mama Go, she be looking like a pro, yeah. Look at Mama Go when she on that flow. With that ass like, whoa, she go.
Okay, so I like what I hear. Let's lower it all together, Mark Lee. All right, so that's pretty cool. Mark Lee, what do you got to say about that, Jack? You living in Durham, North Carolina. That's part of the South. So
yes,
how you,
the,
are you feeling it? Are you feeling
yes,
the track?
Yes, Dirty South. I could definitely hear some people doing that kind of groove and everything. I was going to ask our guests whether Tampa was picking off of the style similar to more like Miami, or whether he was feeling it getting more of that New York kind of vibe, or whether he was thinking of developing their own sound.
Well, honestly, man, down here in Tampa, it is something similar to that. I mean, they're really on the I guess you could say booty shaking music or strip club music. I mean, but my version of the Look at Mama Go was really exactly what it was, my version of a strip club song. I do got a little bit of up north swag, or you could say a little bit of up north flavor. But yeah, pretty much that was pretty much my version of a strip club song. I try to mix all of them on both to answer the question.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like musically, what's the is a lot of the vibe trying to pick off like a little bit of the other sounds that are coming from like the Caribbean? Because I mean, I know that y'all are right there off of Tampa, so I imagine that there's probably at least some people that are picking off a little bit of that Latin sound, particularly in the music beat, and maybe even a little bit of the reggae sound.
Mm-hmm. I think he's got a mention to you, Mark. He happens to be Boricua because he is, aren't you, Jay?
Say that again for me, Mama. Can hear.
I said you happen to be Latino and Black, so you have a little bit of that flavor in you already. Am I right?
Exactly. Yes, yeah. I am half and half for the ladies. I am half and half. Best of both worlds.
He comes from my aunt, believe it or not. I have to throw that out there. My aunt is from Puerto Rico, and then his dad is African American. So Jay is the best of both worlds.
So, Jay, how did you get into the whole music scene?
I mean, honestly, man, I've been doing music for years, or at least acting like I was doing music for years. You know, you listen to the radio and you lip sing and you do all that. So I've been doing that since a young age. And, I mean, my whole family is music-oriented. Pops was in the band. My sister sings. You know what I'm saying? So like, my whole family is kind of music-oriented, so I picked it up as an early age, and well, I got serious with it like around high school. I started getting serious with the actual recordings of it.
Cool. Was Pops in any particular band, either up north or down here, or down in Tampa area?
You said, am I familiar with any band?
I said, was your Pops in a particular band in either of those areas, or was he just kind of like doing session music or playing around?
It was more like he was in a band for his college. He went to a college in Daytona, which is a very Black prestige college, the Bethune-Cookman College.
Right.
So he used to play, you know, so he's one of the original marching band members in that band. So, I mean, he'd be pretty old if you could say that.
Definitely,
yeah,
but it sounds
cool.
Like you're coming from deep heritage, though, if you've got your dad was a original member of a marching band that started playing back when he was in college, and sounds like he spread the love of the music to you as well.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. He's also got something in common with Dean Geronimo. His dad happens to be one of Dean's frat brothers because they are both members of Omega Psi Phi as well. So he's got some big shoes to follow.
It sounds like he's got some real big shoes to follow. No doubt about
that.
So
how does that feel, Jay, knowing, you know, the legacy of your father, your grandfather, both of them being members of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, which is a very prestigious Black fraternal order, and also going to a HBCU. I believe Bethune-Cookman is a HBCU. Is it or is it not, Mark? Is it a HBCU?
It is.
So Bethune-Cookman is a HBCU. And which is, for some people, a historically Black college. And what made you want to go in the direction of being a rapper instead of following in the footsteps of Dad and becoming a Q and going to Bethune-Cookman? Or what was your motivation to jump into, I'm gonna be a rapper? And does Dad have anything does your dad step in and give you any fatherly advice?
Honestly, that's a real tough question. I mean, honestly, I just wanted to be different. I guess I am a little different as well, being that I do have a little Spanish in me, you know what I mean? So I just really wanted to be different. I mean, honestly, he is very supportive of what I do.
Right.
Not financially supportive. He's more like, you got to get it on your own, you know what I mean? But he definitely is supportive of what I do, and it was a little strange not to follow down that path. And when you meet everyone, they say, "Oh, your father is Omega Psi Phi, and your grandfather is a Mason, and then the Masons, and
then your grandmother's a Delta, and your aunt's a Delta. Like, you've come from a long line of people that are, you know, in the Black community, those titles are actually very, like, well-respected. But then I do understand, and I can relate, that on the Puerto Rican side, that's not even looked at or acknowledged. That's like, okay, whatever, because it's not acknowledged, because in our family, there's nothing, you know, you don't hear about anybody joining fraternities and sororities, and that's not really looked at, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
At the same time, the culture is just a little bit different. Puerto Rican culture is very lively, very festive, very spicy, I have to add, and sometimes can be a bit dramatic. So I can understand the blend because, you know, I'm the same just like you. You know, I'm mulatto, or we're considered mulatto, and we have that Boricua, the mixed blend, which sometimes, hey, you want to venture off on your own. So with that said, how long or how many years, if you could count, have you been in the game, and who is all a part of You Know, and what is You Know for our listeners to hear? What is that all about? You there, Jay? I think they're not quite sure.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
So the first question is, how long have you been doing this where you started gaining momentum professionally?
I've been doing it about a good, I'm going to say 7 years now. In the city, I've been doing it about a good 7 years. We started DJing about 7 years ago. Me and my cousin, he's a real DJ, but he pretty much taught me how to DJ. And me and him started DJing in clubs together about 7 years ago. We formed a group, which was You Know. You Know stands for Unity Knowledge. So UKNO, Unity Knowledge. And that's pretty much what we like to preach, kind of like you guys, the voice of the people. We like to preach unity and uniting, and I think it's key into being successful.
Right.
So we united, formed a little group, and pretty much we got a couple artists that's on the team with us. We have a lot of affiliations and a lot of people that's affiliated with us, but we have a couple main artists that we push with, including myself. I'm one of the main artists. We have another artist by the name of Big Turk, another artist by the name of Price Man, and another artist by the name of Balance.
Okay,
so
each one of these artists, do they add something special to your sound? Are they different? Do they, you know, does one run fast? Does one do this? I mean, what makes them so special being part of your team?
They're all different in their own way. I mean, honestly, what I would say is what we try to do is build just a round table of generals, and that's really what I call them. Every artist in the group that I named, they're on the same level as me. There's no 50 Cent in the group. There's no one that's in charge of the group. We
right.
all vote equally and all that.
Right.
So that's the main thing about it, and that's how we're so different. And we all have different sounds, and we all take off. We all add something to the table. And pretty much just grind for a bigger purpose for all of us to, you know what I'm saying, be successful.
So DJ Rich, he goes by DJ Heat, and this is your cousin, my cousin, and Richie is straight Puerto Rican. Richie's 100% Puerto Rican, and Richie's from the Bronx, New York. So I think if I'm not mistaken, that's where you're getting your New York sound from, because of Rich being from up north, but living in Tampa. He's been living there. Oh, my God. I think Richie's been there since he was 5 years
old. He's been here since he was five or six. So, I mean, I get
five,
a lot of
5 years old.
I get a lot of flavor from there. And, you know, because I always go back and forth to New York, you know what I'm saying, summertime. We used to go up there faithfully, so... You know, I spend a lot of time up there with the cousins.
Of course, and you got your cousin DJ Flock, which is
Flocko,
Louis.
Uh-huh.
Flocko's in the Bronx, and he rips the one and twos. He also does a talk show, a radio show, and he's very talented DJ. I've gone to a few of his sets in different night spots in New York when Crystal had me hanging out and partying with them. Puerto Ricans definitely know how to party. I will say that.
Yeah.
And Puerto Ricans definitely know how to party. I will give us credit for that. So, Mark Lee, let's do this. Let's do another. We're gonna do another music break. Mark, you select one of the tracks. You listening
to? Yeah, let's try
to
get it.
Okay, before we hit it and to get it, follow us every Wednesday night. This is Ty Jones, host, along with Mark Lee, co-host of The Voice of the People. You can follow us every Wednesday night at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice. When you get to the website, do me a favor, click follow. That's how we increase our followers, and that's how we know that you appreciate what we're doing for you. We are a listener-appreciated station. Also, call in tonight. You can call us at area code 914-338-0659. That's 914-338-0659. You can also like our page on Facebook, The Voice of the People. Leave questions or comments and any show topics or ideas. If you got something juicy to talk about, some gossip, I'm nosy. I want to know. So just hit me up, Ty Jones, The Voice of the People. Mark Lee is sitting in with us, co-host. Let's get it, Mark.
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it. This is Jay Reed on The Voice of the People.
Wait till them checks on the first of my girl, huh? Let's get it. One time with the boys on the block trying to get that cash. Let's get it. And all the other bones. Let's get it.
Hey, one thing about me, I get it. One thing about me, I get it. One thing about me, I get it. Hold up, let me see you get it. Now get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Just like that, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Turn around now, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Just like that, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Never been fake swag so authentic. Still make a bitch go down in 1 minute. Hold up, don't stop, give me one more minute. Now get it, yeah, I'm all up in it. Time to turn around, hell nah, I ain't finished. If I make your lips open wide like a dentist, I'ma hit you with a racket and we ain't playing tennis. No, you didn't, like Venus and Serena. Hope that ass fat like Venus and Serena. Get you to the bed, yeah, that's my arena. Beat it like Mayweather.
Okay. So that one's called, Jay, it's called Let's Get It.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm gonna put it out there. Mark Lee, I'm going to let you ask first because I do have some interesting questions to go on, especially for this song. But, Mark, you first.
All right, and I actually wasn't going to go after the song, but I know you'll have some questions about the song. But I'm just curious because I know you always hear about the Miami music scene, and, of course, everybody knows about the Tampa music scene, and of course both of those have, in addition to that, rich other parts of the culture. So out of that comes a rich arts community, a rich theater community. But you know, I hate to say it, but I'm not as familiar with what's happening in Tampa. So what's the art scene looking like in Tampa?
Well, the art scene is pretty pretty similar to like what I did with the music. We do a lot of like juke music down here. Juke music would be just fast music, something like kind of like Get It, something you could dance to. We actually do have like a lot.
I got a question. Is that considered? Because at one time, I was told, you guys are about that bass. So you guys have a music that has a lot of bass in it. Is that what juke is? What is that?
Well, yes, we do have music with a lot of bass. Juke really more just means dance. Just a shout out, one of the great legends. I think he's in jail right now. I think he's locked up. His name was Tampa Tony. He actually invented that sound or helped create that sound with juke music. And juke music is just something that you can get it to, something you want to dance to, something you just want to get live to and just get it. You know what I mean?
So are you trying to say that Tampa is one of those cities that's just a lively party city? Kind of
yes,
like a Vegas, kind of like a Miami.
Absolutely.
So you guys are
absolutely
big on partying. Is the young crowd that you're catering to, are they just like a lot of party goers, a lot of bar hoppers, and the music that you guys cater to is because for the sound that I'm hearing, it sounds like it's just like a lot of booty shaking music.
It is, it is. And to be honest, it's a lot more than that. I mean, those versions, like Get It, it's really my, it's my version of a juke song. Like I say, I try to put my swag on everything and try to make it sound a little different. But that would be my style of a juke song.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a lot of the music down there. There's a lot of party goers down here. So yeah, they be on that kind of music.
Mark, Lee, anything you want to add to that?
I was going to say, the party scene, is it across the board? I mean, is it like just pretty much hitting across the racial lines and the cultural lines, or are folks pretty much sticking to one race or class over there in the hip-hop music in Tampa?
Honestly, man, it's very diverse down here. Tampa is like New York's second home. Everyone here says they're from New York. Everyone here is from actually somewhere else. Like, it's hard to find a lot of people that were born and raised in Tampa. I mean, if you think about it, Florida's a retirement state, so everyone comes down here to retire anyway. You know what I mean? But, yeah, there's a lot of the younger people, though, are more party goers. But, yeah, it's very diverse. You know what I'm saying? So you'll see white people running down there, riding down the street, bumping all kinds of ghetto stuff. And I think the term ratchet came from Tampa. So I don't really know if that's true or not. I don't want to try to quote me on that, but I honestly believe the term ratchet came from Tampa.
Well, you know what I did notice? Tampa seems like it's just a baby Puerto Rico, because one thing I did notice about Tampa, Florida, the Puerto Rican population and the Puerto Rican community is very large in Tampa, Florida. So is Cuban and Dominican. So I can appreciate that part of Tampa, Florida. And then I noticed that you guys have places like Ybor City, which now looks even more immaculate. Tampa, when I even went last time to visit, it looks like a humongous tourist attraction, like a huge amusement park, so to speak, as far as the liveliness of the evening. It's kind of like a Vegas, believe it or not, from my perception. Question, what if you were to switch up and throw some conscious lyrics in there? Is that going to be received from your people, like the Common? You know, do you guys dig people like Common, like Mos Def, like Talib Kweli, like KRS-One, Old School? Is that acknowledged over there, or is it just a party city?
To be honest with you, that is the music I make. I make conscious music, to be honest with you. I think the next song that you'll probably play is a little bit more conscious, which has still got some party feel to it. Because, I mean, honestly, down here, that's really all they want to hear, to be honest. And to get your stuff played on radio down here, yes, it has to be dance music. No one's listening. Yes, they're listening to J. Cole, but they're not playing J. Cole on the radio down here.
On the radio.
You know what I'm saying?
So
yeah, the radio.
Are you getting airplay? Are you getting played on radio stations in Tampa?
Yes, ma'am. I am getting played on radio stations here. But the only ones that are getting played are the ones that I let you hear, not any of the conscious music, because they're not really on that. Like, that's more mixtape stuff for the street.
Right. No, I understand. It's got to be, I mean, people realize in the world of music and the entertainment industry, you got to cater to the city you're in. And if the city you're in is what is feeding you, then you have to cater to that in your music in order to be heard. Once you start making noise and traveling and becoming larger than life, I believe that's when you become like a butterfly as an artist. You get to soar. You know what I mean? Everybody's got to start from somewhere, you know? Like when Kanye first came out, I was bumping my head to Jesus Walk. Do you remember that track, Mark? You know, he was talking about Jesus Walks, and he was very conscious in that song. And then when he did the song where he had Chaka Khan looping through the fire, that song was a conscious song because that was talking a story about his car accident and the issues he was going through. But honestly, before Kanye even got picked up the way he wanted, he paid and invested over $1 million in that first video because Jay and them signed him, but they wasn't giving him no love until he stepped up and invested in his own video and himself. Then the tables turned and Jay started acknowledging artists that he signed. So trust me, it's not easy even when you get signed to a major label. Sometimes your label doesn't take care of you until they really feel like you're going to do what's necessary to push your career to the next level. So with that said, he was going to call in tonight. He still may. We do have a few minutes left in the show. Teddy Ted, who's a producer for people like Nice and Smooth, people like Big Daddy Kane, Old School, he's got a group, well, he's got a production company, Awesome 2 Entertainment, and it's he and another legend. They are very iconic. So with that said, he was going to call in tonight.
We have another caller.
Okay, so answer the phone, Mark. Let's go. Let's see who's calling.
I will answer it. Hello?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Gingerbread Man, Dean Geronimo. Finally made it out that meeting. What's going on, good people?
Dean Geronimo, we said that you was in a slammer tonight.
No. I had some things to take care of, but, you know, I do one, two, maybe three things at one time.
You had to make the donuts? You had to make the donuts?
No, I didn't have to make the donuts, but I had to clean that shit up, though.
You had to clean the whole party up, didn't you?
So, Dean, we've got Jay Reed in the studio tonight, and Jay has something in common. Well, Jay's dad has something in common with you. His dad is actually one of your frat brothers. He graduated from Purdue Cookman, and he is a member of Omega Psi Phi.
Then he's a great man, then. That's, you know. That's all I got to say about that one.
So, before we get to that, we're going to let's hear the last track that he's got, Mark. Let's hear about 45 seconds. Let's hear the last track that he's got. I believe it's Cruising Through the City. Is that correct?
That is correct. So it's
all right,
coming on
so
now.
Jay Reed on the Voice of the People. Let's hear this, Cruising Through the City.
You know.
Let's go. You already know what we gonna do, man. I just can't wait to be in the car and turn this up. Like, I be cruising through the city, feeling like Diddy, sitting on something pretty. Boss of the town, you know, run it now. Shout out to the team, cause they always hold me down. Feeling like Wayne, really can't complain. Like Jay said, the money in the thing. You know, star, feeling like we are. Come and have a seat.
That's what's up. I like that one. I'm gonna admit, that one happens to be one that I like over the booty music. But maybe it's just cause I'm a female. And I do listen to some booty music, but I'm not a huge fan of it. But I do like the style and the flow in that one. So what's the motivation behind Cruising Through the City? I understand what the lyrics are, so where were you or where was your mind at when you decided to write that? Did you write it?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I write all my music. I was really just chilling one day, and I heard the beat, and I was like, man, I don't want to do no booty shaking music. I want to do something that you can play in your car. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something that you listen to after the club. And I was like, I just came up with Cruising Through the City, and I was like, dang, this might sound good in the car. And then kind of just came to, and then I just put the lyrics with it, and voila.
Cool.
So
hey, Jay.
Now, Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was just curious because there's something you said earlier that kind of I found interesting. You said that you were getting a lot of play on the radio stations, and I know that, like, if you try to get play in Miami, New York, shucks, even North Carolina, that a lot of times you got that kind of corporate mentality. So it's not that easy to get airplay on the radio stations around here. So I'm trying to figure out, are there a lot more independent radio stations in Tampa, or are you able to cut through that commercial chain of radio stations? And if so, how are you able to cut through it?
You know what? It's not easy, man, to be honest with you. You got to pay to play, you know what I'm saying? But to be honest with you, they're not trying to play anyone down here. They honestly, like 2-3 years ago, a lot of local artists was getting spin like 24/7 on the radio, but they kind of cut that out. The way of us getting around it, what we do is we hit the clubs up where the radio's broadcast live. And you get so cool with the DJs from knowing them over time.
Yeah.
You get the spins on air because of the playing.
So it's more so like you building a camaraderie with them in the nightclub. You start rubbing elbows with them. That y'all become cool with each other. So that same dude is doing a shift at a radio station.
Exactly.
And then you get to pass him or hit him off with something, and it's a favor for
him. Exactly.
So that means. So my question is, are you guys out and about a lot of time? I mean, do you guys hang out? Are you in the clubs a lot?
Yes. Absolutely. You have to be in the club a lot if you want to get play down here. Because, I mean, you hit all the strip clubs, you hit all those extra clubs, or I call them hole-in-the-walls, the clubs that are not at, you know what I'm saying, that are not as popular. And then, yes, you got to hit the big clubs. You got to be in the radio DJ space. And, yes, you got to pay them a little bit. And then once they play you in the club, you're getting played on air in the club. Then you can try to work your way in mix show later, you know what I'm saying, because you're already paying them a little bit for them to spin you. So then you can work your way in the mix show and try to get them to play you during day radio.
Right.
Or daytime.
So Mark Lee, since do they still do hip-hop over there? Like Bro Rab used to do what, Straight from the Crate or over there at WNCU?
They still have some hip-hop shows on WNCU. I don't think it's neither Bro Rab or Mike Nice, but they've got a couple of folks that are still spinning and stuff over there. They've got a couple of shows like at the station that I'm at, WCOM, which is over there in Carrboro, and they've got some other folks that have got some opportunities for hip-hop artists. As a matter of fact, there was one, I do that blues show, but I will bend the rules every once in a while. There was a gentleman from New York named Stace that was actually going on one of those tours. That's how he was trying to do what Jay is doing. He was creating his own tour, so he was hitting a lot of the clubs. So he hit a club in Carrboro, I believe it was, and he hit a couple other places and was just basically creating his own tour in order to get out there. So I let him sneak onto the show because we talked about the connection between the blues music and the hip-hop. So there's always ways to get around stuff if there's that connection. And, of course, there are connections between hip-hop and the blues.
So, Mark Lee, are there any things or any events coming up in the Bull City that if Jay wanted to connect with you, where do you think he could make some appearances?
Oh, there's a couple of things. I mean, the Poorhouse does regular music that's hip-hop oriented. That's one of the clubs in Raleigh. I believe
right.
Kings does a couple of things, and the Lincoln Theater, and there's a couple of others like Southland and some others that are coming to my mind that are definitely got a little bit of a hip-hop flavor to them. Those four
right.
that I just named are in Raleigh, but Motico is in Durham, and they've booked some hip-hop acts, as has Pinhook. So there's definitely a scene here. As you know, Ninth is here, and a couple of other folks that are around here that have got strong national and international hip-hop connections, like you just mentioned, Bro Rab, and Bro Rab is actually on the road regularly touring with Big Daddy Kane. So, I mean, that's half the time.
Yeah,
when he's
see, what I was going to do is also, I'm going to connect him with, because, you know, we had Mike G in the studio. Big up to Mike G with the JBs. But Mike is out there and lives in Cary, and Mike does an old school party with DVS. And DVS
right.
is one of their number one DJs as well as radio announcers for K97.5, which is one of the hottest hip hop stations in Raleigh, and thankfully I used to work over there. So I may hit them up to see about showing Jay Reese some love and seeing if they'll play his stuff. Since I'm going to be in Durham for the weekend, right, I might just hit the club, see if they'll play my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, not my stuff, but my cousin's stuff. So we'll see what's happening.
Play your cousin's stuff.
We're
going to
wrap,
know,
yeah, we're gonna
quick,
wrap
you know,
this up
is...
real quick, though. So hold on one sec, because I just want to say something quickly, though. Dean Geronimo, you came in. Do you have anything you want to add to it? I know you just jumped in on the call and in the studio, but you have anything you want to say or mention?
Well, nothing that I want to mention, really, other than, you know, as always, peace to the kings, queens, Malakas, and our keys of the Universal Zulu Nation. And for Jay Reed, you know, stay focused, brother. I wish you a lot of success in what you do, and keep focused. The last thing that I'll say, you know, coming in on the back end, just give you a quote from Jack Canfield. He said, successful people maintain a positive focus in life no matter what's going on around them. They stay focused on their past successes rather than their past failures, and on the next action steps they need to take to get them closer to the fulfillment of their goals rather than all the other distractions that life presents to them. So, you know, with that being said, like I said, I'm coming in at the end, playing cleanup, but, hey, good luck to you, brother.
So, with that said, Jay Reed, you are our guest tonight. Thank you for being the voice of the people. You definitely want to encourage all those to follow Jay on Facebook. You can go to his page. It's J-R-E-E-D space, then it's U-K-N-O. Jay Reed, you know. Out of Tampa, Florida. Jay, any final thoughts for you tonight before we wrap this up? You have anything else you'd like to say?
I do want to say thank you, by the way, Geronimo, man. Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm very humble at the same time as I am focused. So definitely I would never stray from being focused. But, yeah, right. I do want to say thank you to everyone that's on the call with us tonight. You guys will be hearing a lot more from me. I do actually have a lot more that we haven't even put out yet, but we're working on it. We'll get it to you guys. And hopefully we may be able to come up there and do something in Atlanta, in ATL, maybe set up an event or set up something.
Well, you're going to be coming to Atlanta for Bronx Day, that's for sure. Big shout out to Bronx Day. That's happening in July. Teddy Ted will be in town. Kid Capri will be in town. Brucey B is going to be DJing as well. We're going to have everybody from up north will be here in ATL July the 23rd to the 26th for the official Bronx Day. So that's going to be a treat. Also, Kai Jones, the voice of the people, I'll be in the Bull City for the weekend. So I'm going to hit up a few spots. Mark Lee, I'll be in touch with you. Let's see what we could do with some of Jay Reed's music and see if we can make it bump over there in the Bull City. My final thought for the night is I want to thank Jay Reed for coming in. Never give up on your talent. Always follow your passion. And if you have an inspiring thought, an inspirational moment in your life, share it with others. You never know. You could save someone else's soul just by expressing something in a positive manner. So keep it positive. And remember, Black Lives do matter. This is Ty Jones with the Voice of the People. Follow us every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., right here. I will not be in the slammer like, you know, these dudes over here. I'm not in the slammer. I'm not driving dirty. I'm good. Final thoughts, Mark Lee. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a whole lot of denial in that, but we're going to take your word for it that you're not in there. But so there was a whole lot of denial going on. But we're just going to take your word. But the final thought for today is we definitely want Jay to keep things rolling and to keep things pumped up, because we know that some great things are going to be coming from him, and we're expecting some great things. And we do expect him to be making some appearances in the Durham area as well as the rest of the Triangle, and maybe even down there around the Queen City in Charlotte. But this is festival season in North Carolina, so I will be definitely trying to reach out to some of my festival folks and seeing if we can't plug them into the upcoming festivals. I mean, we've already had Bembe, but that does not mean that others are not coming up. because I know that Raleigh's got the African American Cultural Festival, Durham has got Centerfest and the Eno coming up, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are various other ones that will be going on all the way up until the fall time. So definitely some people that we can hopefully plug them into, and hopefully we'll get them in for something in 2015. But if not, we'll definitely have them plugged in for the following year, 2016.
Oh, that's what's up. So let's exit this show, and we want to say we love you and good night. And let's end the show with Cruising Through the City. I think that's appropriate. Jay Reed, you know, love that.
You know.
On the Voice of the People. That's what's up. You know, Voice of the People. This is Ty Jones, Dean Geronimo, producer of Extraordinaire. I do like Dean, even though I try to mess with him. Mark Lee, co-host. He's always got something sarcastic to say all the time. My dude, I love him dearly. Ty Jones, the Voice of the People, we love you. Let's end it with Cruising Through the City on the Voice of the People. God bless and have a good night.
Peace and blessings.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings.
Let's go. You already know what we're going to do, man. I just can't wait to be in the car and turn this up. Like,
cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, sitting on something pretty. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me? When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, I'll be feeling like Diddy. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me? Read, pop, 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 be cruising through the city, feeling like Diddy, sitting on something pretty. Boss of the town, you know, run it now. Shout out to the team, cause they always on me. Down. Feeling like Wayne, really can't complain.
Nah.
Like Jay said, the money in the thing.
Nope.
You know, star, feeling like we are.
Woo.
Come and have a seat if there's room in the car. Real OG, everybody know Ree, everybody know Heat. Plus tracks, he on the beat, blowing on relish. This music is my fetish. Cruising through the city, now they wanna come get us. Can't do what we do, this is just a preview. Got our own LLC in the music group too.
Word.
So I sign myself, I don't do it for my health. Everything top shelf. I'm cruising to the wealth, I be
cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, sitting on something pretty. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me? When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, I be feeling like Diddy. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me?
Read. I be cruising through the city, sitting on something pretty. Feeling like Diddy.
Word.
Orders to the waitress. Better not forget me. Need a bottle with a goose and a bottle with a Remy.
I'm mixing.
Now I'm getting tipsy. Couple chicks with me. Now I'm getting frisky. Tents on the ride so they can't see inside. Ain't no telling what we doing. Matter of fact, what we doing. Cruising through the city, everybody with me, we the new G unit, but I ain't 50. Pulled up in the infant, fresher than the infant, killing with no intent, burning like an incense. Reed should have been hit. So, everybody that hated on your boy, just sit back and enjoy this. You now rocking with the coldest. You see the you know on my chest, so you know this. I be
cruising through the city.
When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me? When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, I be feeling like Diddy. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me?
Read.
I be cruising through the city, one or two with me.
Word.
Better get with me. Women spend the whole night trying to get with me, and it don't look right like Ray J and Whitney. Switched up on them. Who's my opponent? They don't really want it. They here for the moment. I'm here cause I own it, like Park Place Avenue. Where your team, homie? Who you throw the alley-oop? Stupid? With you in love like Cupid? Your girl cotton swab on my stick like a Q-tip? If you thought that was ruthless, you should see what she do toothless.
Woo.
Gunning for the money, that's my only motivation. Grinding for my city, I'm the last inspiration. Cruising through the city, I got your chick with me, you know. And I'm just trying to see how far she go.
Go.
Cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, sitting on something pretty. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me? When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, I be feeling like Diddy. When I'm cruising through the city, cruising through the city, cruising through the city, can't you see me?
I be cruising through the city. Yes, sir. I be cruising through the city now. I be cruising through the city. Cruising through the city now, I swear.
Thanks for tuning in to the Voice of the People. Please tune in every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/TyJonesTheVoice or call in 914-338-0659. We appreciate you. Thank you, and good night.
Peace and blessings.